Good morning to everyone. This is Lamar Clasberry, 7 for Becky Sweet. And I hope and pray that we do a good job as she does. And with God's help, I think we'll do okay. Today's lesson, we're really going to talk about an extension of our faith that Becky did on a previous lesson. She talked about our faith. It has to be put into action if it's going to be work. Faith without works is dead. You can have faith, but you can't have faith without works for it to have a positive action. I like to use the analogy of 5 frogs sitting on a log. 4 frogs decide to jump off. How many frogs are left? Without thinking too much into it, it's easy to say 1 frog is left. But 4 frogs, they made a decision. A decision is not an action. And sometimes we have the faith and we make the decision that we're going to have faith and trust God, but we don't put that faith into action. And without putting that faith into action, it simply becomes like the 5 frogs sitting on a log, just sitting there and hoping something happens. David was a young shepherd boy. And in 1 Samuel, he was very brave, very bold, very courageous. And he decided that he was going to be the one to fight against this giant. And it's amazing that regardless of who you are, where you are, life has giants. Giants in relationships, giants in your business, giants in your personal life, giants in your professional life. But if we have that courage that David had, along with the formula that we're going to look at, I believe, like David, we can slay our giants. There's an acronym we want to use today. That acronym is going to be BIG, B-I-G. If you're going to slay your giants, you have to be big. And the B is going to stand for bold. You have to be bold in your personal life, in your professional life, in your business, whether it's direct selling, multi-level marketing, or you're just an owner of your own business. You got to be bold. David was the youngest of the 3 of the eldest of Saul's sons. And it's amazing the courage you have when you're young. And then as you get older, you become more reserved. You're not as risque as you were in your younger days. But David spoke to the men and told them, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away the reproach of Israel?" And the people answered after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that killeth him." And David wanted to know, because David felt like, "I can do this." And David said, "What I now have done, is there any cause?" And they turned toward another and spoke in this manner. And the people answered them again after their manner. And when the words of the herd David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul and sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fall because of him. Thy servant will go and fight Philistine." David had the courage to go and fight. Everybody else was afraid. You have to be bold. You have to have that courage, that bold courage to say, "I can do this. I can do this. I can do this." Confucius says, "He that says he can, he that says he can't." Both of them are usually right. If you don't believe in yourself and if you don't think you can, then you won't. But if you believe in yourself, that's the first step. to slaying that giant, whether it's personal, professional, or relationship. You got to believe. You got to have a positive attitude. You got to be positive. You got to talk positive. You got to stay positive. You have to act positive. And that's what David did. With his bold and his courageous, he told Saul, I can do this. I'll go and I will fight. Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine and fight for him. For thou art but a youth and a man of war, forth from his youth. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and a lamb out of the flock. And I went after and I smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when thou rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Servant David slew both the lion and the bear. And in his uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them, seeing that he has the armies of the living God. One thing about being bold and courageous that I love about David here is that he took his small victories over a lion and a bear. And he celebrated those small victories to build up his courage. In your professional life, in your personal life, celebrate the small victories. No matter how small, celebrate them. They're going to give you the courage to be consistent. Give you the courage to say, you know what, I did this, I did this, I did this. It's like going from one grade to the next grade. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. And these small victories are what encourage you. They encourage you so that you feel as if I really can do this. And when you look back over your life and you see some things that you didn't know how you were going to be able to start, how you were going to be able to get through it, how it was going to happen. But when you look back over your life, you did it. You got through it. You went over it. You went around it. You went under it. You broke it. Whatever it was, you were able to look back and say, I accomplished it. So when you have that giant in front of you, instead of looking at the giant and becoming afraid, instead of looking at the giant and becoming scared, look back over your life and look at the things that you've already gone through that you didn't know how you were going to get through, and you made it through. Those are the small victories that will help you build that courage to be bold. And the other thing you have to understand is being bold, you don't have to be old to be bold. You don't have to be young to be bold. David was young, but you don't have to be a certain age. So you don't have to say, hey, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm not smart enough. No, courage is all that's needed here. Sometimes we put restrictions on ourselves by not allowing ourselves to be bold because of fear. And fear is the ultimate handler of all of our courage. It tries to handle our courage in such a way that our courage becomes discouraged. But you can't let that fear get in the way. Look back and say that you can, believe you can. Don't take no for an answer and keep going. Not only do you have to be bold, but the acronym was BIG. The I stands for identify. You have to identify that what you're going to do, you're not going to be doing it by yourself. It's not I, it's the Christ that lives within me. And as we continue to grow those personal relationships with God, God continues to help us through all of the endeavors that we encounter. So one of the things that makes us different from everyone else is that whatever we're doing, we're not alone. We're not by ourselves. We have a God working for us. We have a God working on our behalf. And oftentimes we're found to have favor in us simply because of not just who we are, but whose we are. And once we identify who we are and whose we are, and we say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not I, but the Christ that lives in me. So that I is important in understanding that not only do you have to be bold, but you have to identify that it's not you doing it all by yourself. You do have a God who said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So you can do this. Not only do you have to be big, not only do you have to identify, but finally you have to have a game plan. As we go through this 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, find the interesting thing. When David gets ready to go out and fight Goliath, Saul gives him all of his armor. And David puts on all of his armor. And when David puts it on, David says, I can't go like this. This stuff is too big. It's not for me. It's not my size. It doesn't fit me. And the most important thing that we need to understand is, if you're going to be good, if you're going to be great, if you're going to be successful in your personal life, in your professional life, in your relationships, you have to be big. You have to be bold. You have to identify. But you have to have a game plan. And most importantly, understand that your game plan is your game plan. We're taught a lot in different training methods, but no one can teach you to be you. Use your personality. You can take all of the training. You can take all of the techniques. But all of them are not going to work the way they're supposed to work unless you use the uniqueness that God has given you. Your unique personality, your unique being. You are what you need to be to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. So although you get the training from Becky, although you're getting this call from me, and you read the books from all the other great mentors and leaders, don't copycat people. Be your original self. It's okay to borrow some things from people that you read and things that you learn, but never substitute your personality for someone else's personality. Never substitute your uniqueness for someone else's uniqueness. Be you. That's part of your game plan. Take all of your training, take everything that you have, and you put it together and combine it with your uniqueness. And that guarantees you're going to slay your giant. So it's pulled out. On this call, I'm going to turn the recording off. And Becky, we hope we did you a good job for you today, although you're not here and in your absence. But to all those that are on the call, we thank you for being here. We're going to stop this recording 1 second and go back to our live call.